Belinda Vakawera made her international debut for Australia at July's World Cup. The fast bowler is now hoping to be part of the Ashes campaign against England when the series gets underway in Coffs Harbour later this month.
To be able to go to the World Cup for me was amazing, and then maybe to play in the Ashes, that's what everyone wants to do, get the baggy green, but, you know, we'll see.
Vakawera was born in the western New South Wales town of Griffith along with her two older sisters and a younger brother. Her Fijian-born father loved rugby union, but at the age of 10, Vakawera shocked her dad when she decided she wanted to take up cricket instead.
When he found out that I was playing cricket, he kind of went, what is this sport? He had no idea. He had to ask his friends at work, what's cricket? But Mum was keen because Mum used to watch it when she was younger, but he had no idea. So he went out and had to learn how to play cricket and how to teach me how to play cricket because he's been my biggest role model growing up with sport. So, yeah, he was very shocked, but still very supportive.
Vakawera has the chance to be a part of history if she gets to play in the third Ashes match at Sydney's North Sydney Oval next month. It's the first ever day-night test match to be played at the venue, and she can't wait to get her hands on the pink ball if she's selected.
It's amazing. Like, you would have never thought this would happen a couple of years ago. So the fact that it's all happening now, playing with the pink ball as well, like, it's all taken off really. So it's very exciting for women at the moment. They say it's a batter's game, but with those pink balls, I don't know, it could change.
Vakawera's New South Wales coach Joanne Broadbent says her arrival on the scene as one of the first players from a Pacific Island background to reach the highest level of the sport is an indication cricket's appeal is spreading. Broadbent says there have been other examples of European and Indian heritage players, but not Fijian.
It's great to see. I know back in the 90s we had Isabella Sekeras, who was a Greek background, and I think, you know, Lisa Stelaker obviously as well. So, you know, we've been able to sort of breed a lot of really great players that they're Australian as well. So it's great to see.
The Ashes squad will be announced next week once the first round of National Women's Cricket League fixtures have been completed.